This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. National Assembly meeting underway at Federal Parliamentary Building in Bhubaneswar. Indian Border Security Force removes temporary post from no man's land in Kanchanpur. And four people died after US President Donald Trump supporters storm in US Capitol. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the National Assembly is now underway at Federal Parliamentary Building in New Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to present an annual report of Madhesi Commission. Similarly, Chair of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timmalsena will propose the name of the lawmakers to be nominated as the members of the thematic committee at the meeting. India Sima Suraksha Bal Border Security Force has removed the temporary post it had set up in the no man's land on the Nepal-India border near Bellary Municipality 10 in the district. The SSB removed its temporary post that it had set up between border pillar number 34 and 35 at the no man's land following protest by the Nepali side. The locals of Bellary had on Wednesday informed the armed police force about the SSB setting up a temporary post in the no man's land on the border. Experts have warned air pollution in Kathmandu Valley could be worse than coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the discussion organized by Ganesh Mansingh Foundation, pulmonologist Dr. Asis Thungana said the increasing level of air pollution in the valley has led to rise in the number of people suffering from cancer, cardiac disease, high blood pressure and diabetes. Dr. Thungana said rising number of vehicles, factories and development construction work has increased air pollution in Kathmandu. He said immediate steps need to be taken by the government to combat pollution. Dr. Thungana further said every year 40,000 people die on an average due to air pollution in Nepal. One person has died and seven others were injured in a road accident that took place in Niski Khola Rural Municipality of the Baglung District. The accident took place on Wednesday evening when a jeep carrying passengers was heading towards Chapkhani from Bahungaon in the Rural Municipality. District Police Office Information Officer Vijay Bhandari said the deceased has been identified as the jeep driver, 26-year-old Kamara Ruka. The injured are undergoing treatment at Butibang Primary Health Center. More than 800 women and children have gone missing in 3 years in Banke district. Applications have been filed at police office by the family members of the missing persons, citing 808 women, children and senior citizens went missing in last 3 years in the district. According to Women, Children and Senior Citizen Service Center under the district police office Banke, of the missing 87% are women and children. The remaining 13% includes senior citizens and others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Four people died and 52 were arrested, Washington D.C.'s police chief said, after supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday to stop Congress from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. In a late-night news conference, Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert J. Conte said two pipe bombs were recovered from the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Committees, as well as cooler from a vehicle on U.S. Capitol grounds that contain Molotov cocktails. Conte said the date included a woman who was shot by the U.S. Capitol Police and one adult female and two adult males who died in medical emergencies. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has admitted his five-year economic plan for the isolated country failed to meet its targets in almost every sector. He was speaking at the opening of a rear congress of his ruling Workers' Party. North Korea closed its borders last January to prevent the spread of COVID-19 despite claiming to have no cases of the virus. Trade between the two has plummeted by about 80%. Typhoons and floods have devastated homes and crops in North Korea, which remains under strict international sanctions, including over its nuclear program. The World Health Organization has said there is no sign that a coronavirus variant identified in South Africa can resist vaccines. WHO's technical chief Maria van Kerkhove said those infected with different variants presented same symptoms of the disease and there was no severity. But she said the variant had increased transmission with regards to how many people one can infect. WHO's executive director Mike Ryan said the variant had not changed the way in which the virus is transmitted. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Assembly meeting underway at Federal Parliamentary Building in New Banisore. Indian Border Security Force removes temporary post from No Man's Land in Kanchanpur and four people died after US President Donald Trump supporters storm in US Capitol. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.